Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. My name is Scott McKenzie, and of course you know that because you're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast. This platform, the Industrial Talk platform, is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals. We're dedicated to you to provide content that is relevant to your career, that is meaningful for you to be a better professional in wherever you want to go. If you're a company owner, this is where you need to be. If you're looking to climb that old corporate ladder, this is where you need to be because we talk to the best of the best within the industry. That's right. Industrial Talk Podcast. That's what we're all about. We got a great interview. His name is Joshua Ramsey, but because we're not that formal, we call him Josh. And he is the founder and CEO at Strategic Point Marketing. And on this episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking SEO because, once again, I'm all about sales, marketing, branding. So let's get going. You know I am. I'm going to constantly hammer on the old sales, marketing, and branding. That's what we're all about. I mean, if you're not selling, no, you're not going to be around for a long time. And I mean, this whole digital world is it's fun. That's one thing, but it's powerful. And, you know, Josh here, he's got a great story, an incredible amount of knowledge, mad skills, quite frankly, in the world of digital marketing. And he's going to share with you, the listener, a bunch of great nuggets. As well, he's got a book. And, you know, I know that I've been down this road, and he'll talk about it, but I've been down this road too as well. What do I do? I know I need SEO help for even my website. It's something that's sort of nebulous and fuzzy and sort of mysterious and foggy and all that good stuff. One thing that Josh does, he sort of removes that, and he knows exactly what's going through my mind, and that is, well, do I trust the guy? Does he bring enough? I mean, you can sit there and blow smoke up my skirt in a big way, and I wouldn't know it, quite frankly, because I don't know enough about SEO and the power of SEO. But I know that if I'm not on the first page of any search, if I'm not at the top, I'm losing business. And you have to look at it that way, too. So you're going to have an SEO partner in your corner to be able to help you out. So anyway, let's get on with the interview. You know, you can find all of this stuff. He's going to be out there on industrialtalk.com, and you can go out there and we're going to put him into the Industrial Academy as well. So Joshua Ramsley goes by to Josh. He's quite active out there on LinkedIn. He's got a hell of a stack card, and he's with Strategic Point Marketing. You're going to like this interview because he's going to put money in your pocket. So ladies and gentlemen, you listeners out there, here's Josh. All right, welcome, Josh, to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. Give us a little background for the listeners out there of who you are and why you're such an incredible professional.
Hey, thanks for having me. So I am a digital marketing guy, but I focus on broad scope marketing as well. So any type of branding, traditional marketing, but also I've worked really hard over the last 10 plus years when it comes to SEO, digital marketing, and how to build your brand online.
Well, I got to tell you that that's real important. And you know, you know, listeners out there, that I am a real homer when it comes to elevating your marketing, elevating your sales, elevating your branding approach. Because in industry, we can do a better job. We can always do a better job. And that's why I'm so excited about this particular interview. So we're going to talk because, okay, listeners, you've heard me talk about SEO. You heard me talk about digital marketing, sales, and why this is important. This guy's a professional. So let's go down the road. Why is it important for us, Josh, to be focused as industry into, let's just sort of generally say, industry-why digital marketing, digital sales, all of that stuff is important?
Well, the first thing it starts off with is your branding, or what oftentimes simplified I call is your business card. You know, for people to know you, know who you are, what you represent, what your product is, that's your business card. And I think people are shocked how many times I meet business owners and just Google their name and they don't even show up, or at least they don't even show up in the top five positions for their name. And
I
the truth,
I want to make sure you understand, listeners, the top five is very important because, and you got to ask this question, do you scroll past the top five? I don't. So if it's not in the top five, I don't care what's below it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, when you're searching an actual business company's name, you should be actually showing up all five top spots. So if you haven't even done that, then you've missed the bus because people are looking for you. So if you're not in all top five with different types of media, whether that be social or your company and different links to your company, then you're missing out. So
you are. And I know that there's statistics associated with that because let's just put it in plain English here. If you're even on the second page of the results, it nobody goes there. Nobody.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is it's important. If you have any desire to truly go into if you want to build a business that has some sort of lasting capabilities, you're just going to have to embrace solutions of what you're talking about and what we're contemplating looking at. And that's an SEO conversation. Is that not correct?
Yeah, you're correct. And, you know, just right off, I want to add some value to what we're talking about.
Please.
An under-leveraged element of SEO that a lot of people don't understand or they don't think about, what's called long tail keywords. And I've kind of coined a phrase that I call extreme long tail keyword phrases. What okay, I mean by that is...
You're going to have to explain or define long tail keywords.
Yeah, yeah. So what I mean by that is you have in SEO what's called bucket keywords. Bucket keywords are going to be a short term or one word that explains your industry or your service, okay? Extreme long tail keyword phrases are going to be someone that's looking for a specific product and they've done 5, 10, 15, even 100 searches and they're not finding what they're looking for. So I tell business owners, if you focus first on those extreme long tail keyword phrases, your buyer is much more qualified because they have done their due diligence. They're looking for specifics. They're ready to buy.
Yeah.
So they're digging deeper and looking. So you can actually rank for those phrases a lot faster and a lot easier today, right now. Now in 5 years, who knows? But right now, if you just focus on those phrases, and I can explain as much as you'd like on that, but yeah. If you focus on those phrases, number one, you're going to rank higher and faster than going after a heavy search volume keyword.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that if I can explain a little bit about, okay, I'm out there. Let's say I'm looking I'm not a boat guy, but let's say I'm looking for boat propellers. Give me an example of something like that. And is that word needs to be on my website? Where does that have to reside?
Yeah. So just speaking about SEO right now,
yep.
If you're looking for boat propeller, then that's what we call bucket keyword. Mm-hmm. A mid-tail keyword, when you say boat propeller Maxim SRF 2000, and I'm just pulling a brand of a boat, that's a mid-tail keyword. But let's say that you're looking for a long tail keyword. That's going to be, and again, I'm kind of going off the top of my head because just brought this up.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that's going to be where we wordsmith it, but we think about the terminology people would say. Boat propeller for SRF Maxim 2000 that will create higher velocity, higher energy, make the boat go faster. While you say, well, it's not perfect grammar by saying make the boat go faster. The purpose of this is it's a keyword. It's an extreme long tail keyword phrase.
Right.
So when you're typing, it's the simple difference of you speak to your phone and what you say is, what's the weather today?
Right.
But if you type it in your phone, you're going to type in weather. So two very different words,
yeah, right? True.
You have a phrase versus a word.
Right.
So that's where that terminology comes in that I teach, which is extreme long tail keyword phrase. phrases that are not necessarily perfect English. So on your website, write it perfect English. Let me be clear.
trust me, it ain't perfect for me. If I'm looking for something, I'm rifling through options. Nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it. Let me do this and then, But there, what I hear is, you know, you got the bucket, you got the mid, and then you got the long for keywords searches. From now, are you saying to these industrial companies who have websites to strategically think in those terms and have that information reflected somewhere on their website?
Absolutely. I mean, this is where blogs can come in and be good. Positive. Podcasts like this can be positive if you use those words through the podcast and you think about the phrases. If you're having a casual conversation about a topic, about an industry, about a product,
right,
you'll be surprised that if you record that information, go back and listen carefully, then you'll find that those words, those terminologies, they're in there. You just have to find them, save them, coin them, and then place them in your text.
But this is the elephant in the room. This is where it breaks down. This is where we as industrial professionals stumble and fall, quite frankly. When we have a website, I would have to say the majority of people who have websites don't do anything on them. They just are sort of static. They're not doing blogs. They're not doing podcasts. They're not doing anything that enhances that that website so that these little bugs and spiders go out there and they're looking for it. They're not doing anything with it.
Yeah.
So that requires a commitment on your part, you industrial professional, to realize that you're going to have to do something on that. You're going to have to make it active.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are core elements of SEO that every website should have, whether you have a 20-page website, a 5-page website, or a 2,000-page website. There are core elements that Google and other search engines expect you to have. And if you don't have those, then you won't rank very well. You can show up, but you're battling extra hard to find that rankings and really get found.
Okay, so we're gonna venture into another topic, but before we venture in, I want your listeners to understand is one thing. You want to have the ability, so when somebody's looking for your product, services, whatever it might be, to be above the fold, first, you know, page search results, because if you're not trying to get there, your competition is, and they're gonna. I know me. I'm gonna click on the first, second, or third one that's out there. That's a reality. So you're gonna have to make that a focus. Two, for any long-term solution. Two, you're going to have to make your website far more dynamic. And that means you're going to have to do the bucket words, the mid, and the long tail. And you're going to have to strategically think through all of those components. And you're going to have to put it in there. And you're going to have to sustain and do things like blogging and podcasts like what we're doing here. So those are the two things. And you got to do it, let's say yesterday, because somebody is already focused on getting above the fold first page results on any Google search.
And I just want to tack on to that.
Yeah, please.
That's why I try to give that type of information that I just shared with you, which is if you focus right now and you haven't worked on your online brand, your visibility online, start with those extreme long tail keywords, those phrases that people would say if they've already done their research and they're looking for that qualified product to purchase. Start with that, because two elements that I want to throw out here before we move in any direction that you'd like.
Yeah.
One, before you can get to position one on Google, you have to start at position 100. So think about it that way. You have to start getting ranked somewhere before you can get to number one, because you're not going to pop from zero to number one. Just doesn't happen that way.
It doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't. You're absolutely right.
And number two, you need to be very aware of user experience. And user experience is gauged by what's called Google Analytics. How long a user stays on your site, how interactive they are, how many pages they visit. These core elements of user experience is, while it has not been published by Google, it is a pretty common fact that that is how Google chooses to rank your website, because Google cares about one thing. All search engines care about one thing: user experience. Yep. They know if they have the best websites at the top and people like the experience that they have from those websites, they're going to keep those websites at the top because they want a good user experience, because they get paid by ads, but their ads don't sell unless users are coming back to their search engine. So they want an awesome user experience. And I could go spend hours educating you on what that means, what that looks like. I know we don't have time for that, but user experience is something that people should be researching more and really thinking about.
Okay. There are going to be two components that we're going to talk about. One, the reality is that one, we're going to, I see the segue, so deal with it. Is that what you're talking about can be somewhat nerve-wracking. One, two, for me, let's say, and then two, there is a level of commitment that I have to constantly focus on strategically, and I might not see results for some time, right? And so there is a possibility of me being frustrated, possibly, and not seeing the results, but it has to happen. But let's say I'm a business owner. I hear what you're saying there, Josh. I'm embracing what you're talking about. I don't have it in-house. How do I pursue or find a company that has me, my company's best interests at heart? Because I'm telling you right now, as sure as there's hair on my beard, there are a lot of companies out there that claim they can do what they are doing. Yours too. In fact, we go to the same barber. In fact, we look like brothers, quite frankly. If you're looking at it on video, it's quite freaky, except
you're the better looking one. It's okay. I'm comfortable with that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well done. Well done. So what are some of the rules? What are we talking about here? Because I'm telling you, this is all great. This is all wonderful. But I've been down the road where I've gotten some services. Boom. And I realize I've spent a lot of money for zero.
Yeah.
How do you help us?
Yeah. So the first thing that fantastic question. I love this question when I'm asked by anyone, because the first thing I'm going to tell you is, what's that?
I'm not the first one.
Oh. No, but not many know to even ask that question. That's part of it. That's why I love the question, because, and I really want people to hear this and believe me. And I can give you example after example. I'm going to give you the short version of it. The first thing to know is, if an ad agency tells you it's going to take 3 to 6 months or more for you to see results from your website, they are full of, and you can just throw a
beep
in there, even though I didn't say the word.
They're
full of it. And I can give you examples why. The short side of it is, I created a program that I call the digital marketing plan. So you can go do some research on it if you'd like. It's called yourdigitalmarketingplan.com. But the reason I created the program is really for the methodology and the principles, because that's what I teach on in all of the marketing and SEO marketing that I do. I want to be able to show people, I like to stand on the ground that I'm a ethical, moral guy, and I want to give people what they expect. So your question essentially is, I pay a lot of money, but I see no results.
Yep.
The results that you should see are what's actually been done. So paraphrasing, there's something in SEO called AMPing. It's accelerated mobile pages. And with AMPing, there is a program that's free called Google Search Console. And that's where you find out at the core if your website is AMPed or not. So let's say an agency comes to you, Scott, and says, hey, Scott, you really need to AMP your website. Yeah. And you go, okay, what's AMPing?
Right.
Well, part one, I created a website, a program that gives you all the SEO elements. So you can go online and learn about it, whether it's through my library or somewhere else. So now you are educated. So what do you do next? You say, okay, ad agency, go ahead and AMP my site. So what do you do, Scott? You sit back and you wait, and they come back to you in a month and say, hey, your site's AMPed, pay me. Yeah. So what do? You pay them.
You pay them.
Because until now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the logical choice. You've never had a way to hold anyone responsible. So
or, I've created, or even understand results. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. So I guess I'm amped. Does that mean bottom line value? Am I bringing in more revenue through my my website? What does that mean?
Well, the first part is, was it even done? You just paid for it. Is it even done? And I think that's where business owners fail themselves first. To know if it's done or not, there are screenshots that SEO companies could take and show you that they don't. So that little principle, as simple as it is and it sounds, that's something that can be done, where any SEO that is done by a SEO company, there are snapshots that you can take of, this is the code before, this is the code after, here's what we changed.
Right.
So that right there will show you. The second part is, when you ask five different SEO guys what you should do with your website, they're going to get five answers. And typically it's because two of them have no idea what they're doing. Two of them are good at just giving you fluff and filler.
Yeah.
And that fifth guy is the one that actually knows what they're doing. But oftentimes you find that two guys may know what they're doing. The question becomes, which one do you go with? And that goes on expertise and strategy.
Right.
So you have to be aware of that. But the end result, coming back full circle to your question, you there are ways to know if you're performing. You can see performance in the first 30 days. You can see an increase in the first 30 days if you're working with the right SEO guy. I guarantee that you can see results.
I'm just going to be, because I'm thinking my head is swimming with questions, and I'm going to try to keep it relatively succinct.
Okay.
I don't even know how to spell succinct, but I know what it means. So I don't want to invest a lot of time, energy, or effort. I just want to find the right SEO person. So I'm going to go out there and I'm going to interview them. Okay. If I did that, what are the questions? What like, so I don't have to wait 30 days and realize, damn it, I didn't get the value I wanted. And I don't even know, because now I'm supposed, it's still, oh, look at that. How about you gotta give me some street cred on that one, huh? You gotta give me some. He's holding, if you were looking out on a video, he's holding up a book, and it's called How Some SEO Companies Disguise Laziness and Hide Poor Strategies. That's his book. That's called a segue.
In the first chapter, I give five questions and answers to what you should be asking any SEO company and the answers that you should be expecting.
Let me ask you just real quick, a lot of SEO companies also think, hey, we also do digital marketing. Hey, we also do this. We also, it's not just SEO as a standalone service. It's like, SEO, we do all of this other stuff. And look at that, man, we got a little SEO in there.
Yeah.
So
well, everybody thinks that they're a guru at something, but you typically have one thing that you're really good at. And this kind of comes back to building a website. Just real quick, think about it this way. A designer that would design your website, what type of atmosphere do they thrive in, and how do they dress? Just their dress code day to day. Then think about a coder.
Yeah.
What type of atmosphere do they thrive in, and what do they wear day to day? And that's where a lot of business owners fail when they go hire a digital marketing company or someone to build their website. They hire one person to do everything.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, you're absolutely, and maybe that one person is great at writing copy. I don't know, but not across the board by any stretch of the imagination. Now, if you came and talked to me, I'm pretty much a turnkey solution when it comes to any of this stuff. I'm not. I'm full of garbage.
Well, copy, though, just as a quick reference, that's more of the third personality, and that's the strategist. And for me, that's where I thrive. Yeah. I thrive on, what are the keywords? What are we trying to do? What's our call to action? And what are the results that we should expect? And how do we measure those results? And that's where a strategist comes in and works versus a coder versus a design person.
See, and it's so interesting. On my journey, I didn't realize any of this stuff. I had in-house people for my other company, and they all just did whatever. And like, because somebody on Google said, hey, you need to do this. And so I did it, right? And I didn't realize how much, one, value that can be achieved if you have the right strategy in place with the right individuals. You can truly, done correctly, transform your business. and really sort of position your business for the future, because there's still a lot of industrial companies out there that sort of do it the old school way. And I think that will eventually change. That's just me thinking outside the box, pushing it. All right. We're going to have to wrap this interview up. It's already gone 20 minutes. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road, you listeners out there. You need to get a hold of Josh Ramsey. Now, he has a book. And I'm looking in my studio right here, and I don't see it. I see other people's books that I've interviewed. I don't see
it. It's coming. It's in the mail.
Oh, is it in the mail? Good.
Yeah.
That's important. And that's a shameless that's shamelessly begging one, because I think that's an incredible topic that has tremendous value specifically. But you also have some opportunities. If they go out to jrcmo.com, that's his website, JRCMO. Take a note of that. What can they find out there?
Yeah, so if they reach out through jrcmo.com, then they can leave your name or your podcast name and request a book. Just drop your address and I'll mail you one for free.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Plus, there's a lot of chapters that you can download right then, and even an ebook link that I can send your listeners. So if they just have to request it.
Can I have some of those, the backlinks on my landing page for your landing page on my.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we've completely, you listeners out there, we've completely removed any friction. You don't have any excuse for not getting this information. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I create a lot of content, and the reason I do it is to help business owners. Yeah. I'm in the mindset of, if I give information, they're going to see that information, receive it the same way business owners, and what I work with business owners, they should be giving the same free information to become the authority.
Yeah. See, man, you had me at, hi, I'm Josh. You're fantastic. So you're also, are you active out on LinkedIn?
I am. Yeah. You can
great.
Find
so
me.
Reach
Joshua
out
Ramsey.
To StatGuard. It can't be just Josh Ramsey. I'm sure there's Josh. There's a gazillion Joshua Ramseys out there, isn't it?
There are quite a few. You know, the one I battle with the most for PR is a Canadian punk rock singer. So I've got to meet this guy.
It's better than mine. I'm battling against a guy who's, are you going to San Francisco? His name is Scott McKenzie, and he's been dead. And he doesn't spell the name the same way, and he pops up all the time. I can't beat him on Google to save my life. I don't know what to do.
We'll talk later. I'll help you out.
Yeah, I want to beat Scott McKenzie, who's a dead singer. Anyway, go out to his stat card. It's going to all be out there on industrialtalk.com. Find his interview, Josh Ramsey. You know, it's Joshua, but we call him Josh just because, well, we're not that formal around here. And there's going to be a lot of information out there, as well as free offers. You need to check him out. Josh, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. You were absolutely spectacular.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
And you listeners out there, stay tuned, because we're going to wrap it up on the other side. So hang tight.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Once again, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Two words, Josh Ramsey. He has mad skills, and you need to go check him out on LinkedIn. Great guy. He's active. Get that book. He's got a great book. He's got a lot of great free stuff out there. Go to industrialtalk.com. Find his interview. Click on the links. You will not be disappointed. You need to know this stuff. For the future, to be successful, you need to know this stuff. This is powerful, powerful solutions to your business, to your career. Find out more. Once again, Industrial Talk is all about you, the professional, the individuals that get it done, the companies that want to make an impact, because you are changing the world. Never, ever, ever forget that. So once again, go out to industrialtalk.com. You can also find the Industrial Academy. It's chock full of great stuff to be able to learn and to continue to grow. And it keeps on growing because we continue to work with a lot of great companies and great people to be able to provide you with the greatest. I said a lot of great in that, huh? It's great. But anyway, it's fantastic. How about that one? It's fantastic material and fantastic information. Thank you very much. You guys are wonderful out there. Once again, be bold, be brave, dare greatly. That's what we're all about. You're changing the world because you're pushing the envelope. Thank you very much. We're going to have another great interview right around the corner, so stay tuned, and thank you again.